Welcome to the space show, Mary.
Thank you very much for having me.
The space station, of course, is due to be launched fairly soon, as we speak here. And what exactly is it going to be, and how many people will be aboard?
It's going to be a series of modules that's approximately the size of 2 football fields. It'll have a lot of laboratories on board and areas for astronauts to live. It's going to have probably 6 or 7 crew members on board at all times.
And how are they going to get those people up there?
Well, the people will actually come up on the shuttle, but there will be a crew return vehicle on board that could be used as a lifeboat in case of emergencies.
In the first few months or years, they're going to be using the Soyuz spacecraft, the Russian craft, aren't they?
That's right. That will be able to bring 3 crew members back to Earth.
So the idea is that it stays docked to the station at all times, because the shuttle won't be there all the time, and then if something happens, they can hop aboard the Soyuz and come back home.
That's true.
But they can't keep using the Soyuz in the long term.
That's right. The Soyuz can only take 3 crew members down at one time, and the seats that they use are geared to a specific crew member. So we need to have a crew rescue vehicle that could take any number of passengers without requiring them to sit in assigned seats.
So we're going to develop a new return vehicle.
Yes, the crew return vehicle will be able to be attached to the space station for up to 3 years, and it'll be able to bring down 7 crew members. It'll be used if you want to bring down somebody in case there's a medical emergency and they can't wait for a shuttle to bring them back to Earth. It would be used if for some reason you weren't able to resupply the space station, and it would also be used in case of an emergency when everyone had to evacuate the station immediately.
And how many of these vehicles will be up there?
At the current time, it's planned to just to have 1 crew return vehicle on the station at all times and 1 Soyuz.
Perhaps you can describe the plans, you know, what it looks like and how big it is and that sort of thing?
The CRV is about 30 feet long. It's a lifting body that has 7 seats inside where the astronauts are laying in a horizontal position. It also has a deorbit propulsion stage on the back of the CRV that's used to take it to the entry point with the Earth's atmosphere. When the CRV lands, it actually uses a parafoil and lands in desert terrain.
So you're basically in orbit several hundred kilometers up and shooting along there at about 28,000 kilometres an hour, and you've got to slow the thing down. So that's what the propulsion module is for, isn't it? To slow it down so that you can then drop down to Earth.
Yes, that's correct. And then it's jettisoned before you enter the Earth's atmosphere.
And after separating from the space station, how long would they have before they have to fire this module? Can they stay up there for long enough to select a good landing site, or do they have to fire it pretty much straight away?
Actually, the landing site would be determined before they left the station, and it would take about 9 hours from the point when they leave the station to when they land.
But suppose they had to leave the station in a hurry, could they sort of stay, you know, up there for a day or so independently until they come down, or would the consumables, battery and so on, run out before then?
No, it would run out before then. It would be 9 hours. However, they update the landing site every day, so they know where they're going to land, and they have the opportunity to orbit the Earth 2 or 3 times before they land.
Suppose there was an emergency on the space station, say a depressurization or perhaps a fire or something, they had to get out. How long do you expect they'd have to actually get into the vehicle?
Well, the station crew members have to get into the crew return vehicle and separate from the station within 3 minutes.
That's pretty fast.
Yes, it is pretty fast, but we've done testing that shows that they can do that in 30 to 40 seconds.
And that includes closing the door and everything?
Yes.
That's a long way from the days of the Apollo 1 fire when they had a long time closing and opening hatches.
Yes, we've got better designs now.
And there would be many other reasons why they'd need to come back to Earth, of course, in a hurry, rather than just, you know, an accident or an emergency on the space station. What sort of other events could cause the use of this vehicle?
The ones that have been identified so far are usually a medical emergency if there's someone was injured and could not wait and needed to be returned, or if for some reason they were not able to resupply the space station, they would want to come back. But in that time case, there wouldn't be a hurry on how fast they came back, but they would come back before a shuttle came.
So someone getting appendicitis or someone, that could force a return, could it?
That would be the major reason.
And what other sorts of things can make you come back down? Perhaps failure of the shuttle system, that meant you couldn't bring the shuttle up to bring anyone down or resupply the station?
Yes, that would be the other main reason that's been identified.
How are supplies going to get up to the station, apart from as brought up by the space shuttle? Are there plans to use any other sort of vehicles at this stage?
I know that the Italians will be using their mini LPM to bring up supplies.
How are you going to get this crew return vehicle up there?
Well, the crew return vehicle is delivered to the space station in the payload bay of the shuttle orbiter, and then normally it will also be returned to Earth in the shuttle orbiter's payload bay. Hopefully we won't use it at all.
So the payload bay, you know, it's 5 meters across, or about 4.5 meters across, really. So this vehicle, then, as you said, is pretty small.
Yes, it's only 30 feet long, and the wings on it fold so that it can be enclosed in the payload bay.
And I believe it's got no windows. Now, that was pretty controversial back in the days of Mercury when they had tales of spam and a cam, and they insisted on putting windows in. Are the astronauts quite happy about flying in a windowless spacecraft?
No, but we're providing them with numerous displays so they'll be able to monitor how they're doing. There'll be a camera pointed forward so they'll see what is coming up, and then they'll be able to actually steer the vehicle in case of an emergency.
A bit like flying a video game.
Yes, but they're good at that. But in general, the CRV is able to land autonomously, so there is no need for crew interaction.
You mentioned that they're going to use a paraglider to land in. Are these systems quite reliable for a large spacecraft like this?
NASA's been doing numerous testing, and so far they've had very good results and very good accuracy on their landing.
If the crew have to hop into this thing in 93 minutes, they obviously wouldn't have time to put on spacesuits. Will they come back in a shirt-sleeve environment, or will they wear flat suits, pressure suits, or whatever?
No, they'll be able to come back in the shirt-sleeve environment. They won't need to wear any special pressurized suits.
So when's the crew return vehicle going to be ready for launch?
Well, the first crew return vehicle will be delivered to the space station in March of 2003.
Are there going to be any tests of it beforehand, any unmanned flights beforehand?
Yes, the NASA is currently building what they call Vehicle 201, and it's going to be the space test vehicle, and it's scheduled for launch in November of 2000.
So that'll go into orbit and then be sort of chucked overboard from the cargo bay and do its thing and come back to Earth?
Yes, that's right. They'll do checkouts, and it will fly back to Earth on its own power and prove that you can use the parafoil to land accurately.
The space shuttle, of course, has a special thermal protection, silica tiles and thermal blankets. How are you going to protect the crew return vehicle?
The crew return vehicle will use very similar type tiles and blankets. The bottom portion will have the silicon tiles, and the top portion will have the blanket materials because the temperature on the top is not as hot.
Obviously, you don't have great big doors on this thing like you do on an aeroplane, and the space shuttle, of course, you get in and out of a small hatch. How are you going to get in and out of this crew return vehicle, which has no windows?
This vehicle also has a small hatch. It's located approximately in the center top of the vehicle, right in front of the parafoil and right at the back of the pressurized crew cabin.
Okay, so you've had the good sense to put it in the top, because I remember the Canberra bombers, the pilot used to get out through there underneath, and I once saw a Canberra crash, and they had to spend a couple of hours jacking the thing up before they could get the pilot out.
No, we've taken care of that. They'll crawl out the top.
Okay. Well, Mary, thank you very much for joining us tonight on the Space Show, and I hope you get this project up and running with no troubles.
Thank you very much.